everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hello, everybody. This is Miles Title.
What do you got in your nose?
I'm going to do the show in a crazy voice tonight.
Okay, so it's crazy voiced Miles, and
yeah,
I'm regular voiced Bob, and we're here to do the show. Hey, you know, I got to make mention of something right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate, right at the start, right at the beginning. You know, you were slamming Andy Richter pretty hard on the show here.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
I took it upon myself to post on the NBC website on the Late Night with Conan O'Brien discussion board about your activities on this show.
No.
Now Andy is gone when we're taping the show.
Yeah.
He's gone. I was frantically trying to get a response from someone official at NBC.
Yeah.
I emailed them, I emailed the show, I posted it on the board. I went into the chat room. I was frantically
in
these last few days before Mr. Richter left the show, trying to get his attention to possibly get back to me and do something. Now, we're pretty small potatoes compared to those guys.
Yeah.
And I did not get a response from him yet. I am still trying. I was really trying to do it before the end. I'm sure he's got, like, all these going away. Well, you know, I was 7 years on the show and all that kind of crap.
Yeah.
But maybe after it's said and done, and when he's just sitting around doing voiceovers for commercials and got nothing to do all day, he'll give us a call.
Okay.
Or email us. But in the meantime, I did get an email from a fan.
Oh, no.
A fan who was very angry at you, I might say, my friend. I'm not going to reveal her true identity. She did give me her full name and her email address. I will not read that.
Yeah.
I will read her first name. Her name is Stacy. I'm just guessing it's a woman, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read this verbatim off of the email I printed out here just this evening. To Bob or whatever. Well, first I got to read the subject. I'm sorry. Concerning that lame ass that talked about Andy Richter. To Bob or whatever, I found out about your website from someone who had written something about it on the Conan O'Brien site, namely me. Whoever that was you were talking to deserves to get himself a new asshole ripped by every fan of Andy and Conan O'Brien. I have nothing against you, but that guy you were talking to makes me ill. His ignorance is heard loud and clear. You can just tell by his preference of Tom Green over Andy Richter that he sucks. Tell your friend to shove it where the sun doesn't shine. Yeah, that's my opinion. Why don't you call me and let me talk about it on your static radio show?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I will tell you that in my mind, when I got this email, I thought tonight I should have this person on the phone. But I do not. Alas, I do not. Because I thought that's a little bit unfair. So this week, I am forewarning you, and I am going to ask you, can I contact this person and have them on the show with us next week?
If you feel like it.
So it's a go.
Yeah.
All right, I hope they listen to this show. I'm
going
to email them back. I'm going to invite them. I'm going to invite them to talk to us about this.
That's fine.
And so hopefully, you know, they'll respond back, and we can get hooked up on a call so that all three of us can interact and talk and discuss this topic of Andy Richter, your one-time high school chum, or I should say fellow high school classmate.
Okay.
And your feelings about him. Do you have anything to say to all that, I guess, is the first thing I need to ask. I feel like I'm on the Jenny Jones show or something, and I just pull out your gay lovers.
It might be. It might be. Listen, you invite this person to be on the show. We usually don't have rebuttals to the show.
Right, right, because it's really just about us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought it would, you know, I finally got a response after all that trying. I really don't want to cut him off.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to blindside you. But
you could. Well, I don't. You could have. I don't care.
Well, I know. But I thought. Well, you know. Maybe that. Maybe this is not even true. I don't know. I have
well,
to follow.
You know what? I'm going to be taking a dump while we talk to this person. That's going to be the worth of what they're going to say. It's going to be the excrement in the toilet.
Oh my goodness.
And you can quote me on that. You loser! You loser! How dare you! Nobody!
Well, anyway, I got that email. I thought, man, you know, what am I going to do with this? But
yeah.
So I will try to if this person listened to the show, I'm going to try to contact you via email, and we'll try to get you hooked up so that you can give us your opinion on the
whole
deal. I think we kind of have an idea of what it is, but, you know, it'd be kind of nice to hear it from you.
Well, I want to give this person a platform.
Yeah, well, I think they'll just be referring to you as lame ass, so I don't
know. referring to what?
You as lame ass.
Me
so
as
Bob, you and lame ass.
All right. No, I don't. This person, where's this person from?
I have no idea. No idea.
Well, this person left their full name.
Their full name, yes.
Well, that's something.
Now, you know, if you really want to know, I'll tell you, but not during the show.
Yeah. Yeah, no, don't tell me. I'll use 1-800-US-SEARCH and find out. And I'll come to your house.
US Search. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Wow.
So let's get on with the show.
Okay. So, now, last week, it's dusk.
Dusk.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And me and my family were out in the backyard, and I noticed there's like this weird-looking chicken over by the neighbor's fence.
A weird-looking chicken? Do you normally have chickens in your neighborhood?
Well, I didn't know what it was.
Do you live next door to Mom, Pa, Kettle or something? What's that?
It was weird.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So we get up to get a look at this thing, and it's like pacing back and forth.
As chickens often do, yes.
I didn't know what it was. You know, I didn't know what the hell it was.
Okay.
So my wife, for whatever reason, decides maybe I should open up the neighbor's gate and let this thing run in the neighbor's yard.
Run out of it or run into it?
Run into the yard.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. I'm still at this point don't understand why she did this.
Okay.
Right?
So you're going to trap it in your neighbor's backyard as some kind of weird practical joke, huh?
Yeah.
So is this the Korean neighbors or the...
Yeah. This is Mr. Miyagi's yard.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Miyagi, as I've talked about several times now, is like almost always in his backyard.
He wasn't the chicken, was he?
No.
Okay.
No. But for this night... For whatever reason, he wasn't back there.
Okay.
So anyway, this thing, this chicken thing, starts running back and forth through his vegetables.
So you let him into the backyard?
Huh?
You let him into his backyard?
Yeah. It's a nice garden, nice big garden, and this thing's just running, you know, through the garden, and I'm getting all weirded out, like, uh-oh, you know. Uh-huh. You're going to start something here, you know.
You take the kids inside, or?
No. But we were watching this thing pace back and forth.
Okay.
So... And all the neighbors except Mr. Miyagi come out of their house and now are looking over the fence at this thing.
Is it making a lot of noise?
No.
Well, then why did they come out?
Well, we were trying to, like, you know, get everyone's attention to see if we could identify this thing, you know.
Hey, you know what the hell that is? Is that a chicken?
Yeah, we didn't know what it was, you know.
You guys live in Iowa. You should know what a chicken
is. I don't know what it is. Hell, I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
So finally someone says, well, that's a quail.
Oh, it was a quail.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I knew that, you know.
So it's a very small-looking chicken.
Yeah, it's a funky chicken, you know.
Right, okay.
So now my wife is like, well, you should go tell the neighbor that this thing's in his yard.
Oh, she just let in there.
Yeah. So now she's delegated that authority to me that I should be the bad guy.
I thought maybe you guys would get out the shotgun and go and get some quail for dinner.
Well, if I would have known what it tasted like, I might have, but...
Well, it tastes like chicken.
I don't know.
Looks like a chicken.
Maybe. So I'm like, well, you know. So I'm like, all right. So I get the balls to do it.
Okay.
So I get up on the guy's front porch, and I ring the front doorbell.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm ringing the doorbell, I hear a flapping of wings.
Uh-oh.
And now my wife is yelling.
It's gone.
It took off. It flew away. Don't ring the doorbell.
Uh-huh.
So now I've got to play ding-dong ditch it. So I like jump off the porch, run back over, and luckily no one was home apparently.
Oh, okay. That'd be funny if you would have came out and said, you know, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah,
because I can't imagine you could have got away from his porch that fast.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm pretty fat, you know, so yeah. I am 32, so I don't run that fast anymore. So I, jumped, and thank God he wasn't home, and this thing finally flies away.
Okay.
But isn't that weird?
That is really weird.
That I'm playing Ding Dong Digit at age 32? I think that pretty much stopped it.
I think that the weird part is you're playing Ding Dong Digit at age 32 because your wife decided to let some strange bird into your neighbor's backyard for no apparent reason whatsoever.
I don't understand it myself.
Other than the fact that she didn't want it in her yard. So I think if all the neighbors were watching, they pretty much knew which neighbor was not going to be real neighborly whenever trouble happened, you know? You know, and they're probably going, and they didn't even get their Girl Scout cookies left with them when they couldn't pay right away. You know, I think you got a rep now. The rep is gone right now. Look, they let strange rabid chickens into the neighbor's yard. Turns out to be a quail, you know, but hey. I mean, you guys are just, you know, you're right there.
I don't know.
Well, speaking of wildlife, as you know, I have pretty much have a wildlife sanctuary in my house. We have four cats.
All right.
Yeah. So, it was my wife and I and our daughter and four cats live in this house.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living with cats is a whole thing, you know. You don't have a cat anymore, so did you guys have a cat?
Just one.
Just one? Okay, I didn't see it whenever we were there. So.
He's been banished to the outside.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, you just got your usual animal things to deal with. Well, my daughter is crawling and almost walking now. So she gets around pretty good.
Yeah.
And we've got her confined into the dining room, living room area.
Right.
Most of the time when she's downstairs. Keep her out of the cat food. Keep her out of the stuff.
Yeah.
But she picks up anything on the floor and wants to eat it.
Yeah.
And so we're trying really to curb this and watch it. We're trying not to let her just do this constantly.
Right.
So maybe eventually she'll learn, you know. I mean, I know it's hard. It's not really, you shouldn't, like, you know, wrestle them to the ground or anything. But you try to make her aware. So I'm trying to make her aware of this. And my wife's doing something in the kitchen, getting dinner ready or something or another. And so my daughter's crawling around, and I noticed she's way in the dining room, and all of a sudden she was reaching up to into her high chair, and she pulled something out. Well, it was just an old piece of food,
right,
that she had dropped there. And so I'm, like, going to get it. I'm like, no, don't put that in your mouth, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I do this silly little thing where I grab her, and I kind of twirl around, lay back on the floor, and hold her up in the air, right?
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, she didn't get hurt, if that's where you're going with it. But I felt this kind of weird sensation on the back of my head.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, weird. Really weird.
Yeah.
And I was sniffing the air, and I'm thinking, oh, she's crapped. But what's on the back of my head?
Oh.
Well, I set the kid down, and I'm, like, trying to investigate this further.
Yeah.
And then I realized I just put my head in cat shit.
Oh, no.
You know, several little peanut M&M sized droppings of cat shit. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I turn and look at my daughter, and she's got one in her hand.
Oh.
And you know where it's going, don't you?
Oh, no.
So, of course, I had to not worry about myself anymore and get that out of her hand, and I'm yelling, poop! 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 To my wife, who is totally ignoring me, by
yeah.
the way. I'm like, there's poop everywhere in here! And she's like, poop! I knock it out of my kid's hand. She
yeah.
starts crying, and there's poop everywhere. Cat poop. And finally, my wife pokes her head. Hey, can you take this? Because we've got this gate up. And put this on the table. I'm like, poop! She finally, like, keys in. I don't know what she's thinking about in there, you know. But she finally goes, I go, give me some paper towels or something. shit everywhere. It's in my hair. It's on the kid's head. Just put it in her mouth. No, no, just put it in her mouth. Please help me. So it's just total horror and dismay because, and oh man. Oh man, the cat shit. So, you know, we pretty much believe that this cat is just getting revenge for the baby because the cat doesn't get any attention anymore and the baby gets all the attention. And it's strategically placing landmines about the house, waiting for the kid to eat it or me to put my head in it, or I don't know what. Mission accomplished to the cat, but...
Do you have a suspect?
I know, yeah. My wife keeps telling me it's the same cat, so... But unfortunately, that's my favorite cat.
Uh-oh.
So I've got torn loyalties.
Uh-oh.
But I'll have to deal with those. Crazy. Boop!